Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply fake news. Fake news. We see and hear all over the airwaves today, whether it's the internet or on television or even in the newspaper, that so many of the news stories that we read and digest are inaccurate. Yes, my friends and neighbors, so much so that many people have stopped watching the news altogether because they don't know what to believe. All they hear is negative stories, and then even those negative stories have a spin on them that's going to make you wonder whether it's real or whether it is fake. Well, in this Christian life, we've also got to deal with fake news, as many people have become victimized by things that are just not accurate. Remember, the Bible says in John 14:6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Yes, my friends and neighbors, and in Psalms 86:11, the Bible says, teach me thy way, O Lord, I will walk in thy truth. Yes, we understand, my friends, that Jesus is the way and the truth. We understand that truth comes from God and the gospel of God. However, how do we outline all the fake narratives and then make sure that we can encourage all those around us? Let's outline them in our fake acronym. These are the four key misconceptions that people may hear in the media that challenge, my friends and neighbors, how we operate and function. That first fake narrative says fame equals fortune. Yes, the fake news will tell you that fame equals fortune. They'll highlight all the celebrities and athletes and people who are singing on Broadway or Las Vegas or you name it. But how many times have you read stories about those same people who are now homeless and broke and don't have anything? See, the fake news narrative would make you believe that only fame equals fortune. Well, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. Then we discover in Proverbs 3:16 about wisdom that length of days are in her right hand and in her left hand riches and honor. Then we discover in Proverbs 22:4 that by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it's not about how many Facebook likes we have. It's not about how many times people see us on television. It's not about how many autographs we sign. But by humility and the fear of the Lord can we attain sustainable wealth, my friends and neighbors, something that people can never take away from us because God gave it to us in the first place. Yes, I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to debunk that old fake news narrative that says you've got to be famous to have something. In fact, most of the billionaires in the world are not famous at all. Most people don't even know who they are. But if those who walk by faith and not by sight shall receive the blessings of the Lord, that A says the fake news always says anger is everywhere. Just turn on the news, my friends, and you'll see riots and protests and rallies and pickets and all kinds of things. You'll see fighting and things that show that everyone in the world is angry. But that's the furthest thing from the truth, because you're not angry and I'm not angry. You're happy in the Lord and so am I. See, the fake news would like you to believe that the world is a miserable place, but I'm telling you, my friends and neighbors, like the Bible says in Matthew 5, that we are the lights of the world. We're the city that's set on a hill that cannot be hid. Remember Psalms 144:15 says, happy is that people that is in such a case. Yes, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. You're the one that's riding in your car right now, rejoicing and thanking God for his goodness. You're the one at home right now that's praising the Lord, listening to the gospel on television or on your cell phone. You're the one that is shouting and everyone sees that is happy. Now, the news won't ever report it, but the joy of the Lord is your strength. Yes, my friends, the Bible says to us that in Proverbs 16:20, and those who trust in the Lord, happy is he. And then we find in Proverbs 3:13, happy is the man that finds wisdom and the man that gets understanding. How happy are you, my friend? Are you sharing your joy and your happiness with others? Do they see you as the life of the party, the one that always has a smile on their faces, or one that always has joy in their hearts. I challenge you, my friends, to change that fake news narrative and show the world how joyous we are, how happy we are, how excited we are about the goodness of God, because that's a characteristic of the saints of God. We have so much joy and happiness, it draws people to us. Even in adversity, we have joy. Remember, the Bible tells us in James chapter 1, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we even know how to be joyous in temptation. Yes, we're happy, and we should show that that fake news narrative is completely incorrect when it comes to the saints of God. That K in our fake news acronym tells us that knowledge is unnecessary. Yes, you never see the news talking about the A students. A students don't make the headlines. No one talks about the one that wins a science fair. Nobody talks about the kid that made the honor roll. No one says anything about the valedictorian or salutatorian in a graduating class. You won't find that if you turn the channels on the news. On the contrary, they send a message, my friend, that says to us, knowledge doesn't mean anything. But in this Christian life, knowledge means everything. Remember, the Bible says in Hosea 4 and 6, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Then we discover in 2 Peter 1 and 2 that grace and peace are multiplied to us through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. So if you say, how do I get more grace? How do I get more peace? It can be multiplied just by knowing more about God. My friends and neighbors, it is essential for us to understand the goodness of God requires us to know more about Him. Remember, the Bible says in Colossians 1 and 10 that we should be fruitful in every good work and increase in the knowledge of God. My friends, we should always grow in knowledge. When was the last time you opened your Bible and had a chance to read? When was the last time you got off in a quiet place and began to study the Word of God? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, it can change your entire life, because the knowledge will make grace and peace be multiplied to us. Also, my friends and neighbors, that E in the fake news acronym says that endurance is overrated. Again, nothing can be further from the truth. See, now we have a get-rich-quick message is the most dominant. The feel-good-now message is the most desired. You don't ever see a pay-per-view for a marathon, because people don't publicize endurance. They don't talk about the art of hanging in there. But in this Christian life, my friends and neighbors, we are trained to endure. You remember the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 2 and 3 that we are to endure hardness as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. Then we discover that love endures all things in 1 Corinthians 13 and 7. Then we know in 1 Peter 1:25. The word of the Lord endures forever. And yes, my friends and neighbors, we also discover in James 1:12 that we're blessed when we endure temptation. For when we're tried, we shall receive the crown of life. Yes, my friends, we have the ability to hang in there. What are you praying for, believing for, hoping for, aiming for? Don't give up, my friends and neighbors. The research scientists that are studying for cures for diseases have no plan B. They're going to continue to research and study until they find the cure they're looking for. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, we've got God in us and around us and on our side. There's no way we can lose if we just hang in there. Don't believe the fake news, my friends and neighbors. Believe in the good news of the gospel of Christ. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.